This is a CKTZ News Update. Jeremy Hope, owner of Cortez Island's Crazy Horse Marine Services, is experiencing a surge in business. But it's not without challenges when it comes to getting needed materials in a timely way. Speaking with CKTZ News, Hope describes the work he does, his customers, and what it takes to keep up with demand.
There's as much more Canadians probably than from the U.S. I mean, there's a bit of both, but there's quite a few Canadian people who have been bought property here in the last number of years from Vancouver area and stuff, who either resurrected an older dock that was on the property or in some cases put in a brand new system. So that seems to be, you know, seems to be going along well. We've actually been, you know, good and busy here in the last few years, I think, because of the COVID. Mostly people have been spending a lot more time, you know, utilizing their cabins and getting out of the centers and stuff. So it seems to be they want to have kind of a turnkey operation there at their place by boat if they can.
Are you finding any challenges in terms of getting the goods you need and the materials you need?
I hadn't really had much of a challenge up until lately. The timber and the wood and bolts and nuts and all that stuff seems to come pretty easy. But in the last 5 or 6 months, we've had a problem with mooring chain, which we've had to really look into, and we've had to actually buy ahead. You know, I picked up about 1,200 feet of mooring chain here recently to do enough to do a couple of jobs, because if we don't have the mooring chain, then we're just out of business. And, of course, what's happened with that is containers and different things coming. All it comes from China. The chain does. And the problem is they tell me that, you know, shipping containers, used to ship a container out for about $4,000. Now it's about $8,000. So that also has drove the price up. We've seen the price go, you know, up about $2 a foot on regular chain that we use, 3/4-inch chain, just since September. So that, of course, makes the cost of the customer that much higher. Transportation costs are up, fuel costs are up.
And in terms of meeting deadlines, are you able to schedule things in a way where you can predict roughly when you'll have the materials to complete jobs by?
Especially if we have it ahead, then we've got it sitting here on hand. Like, I have some just sitting right here in front of my place sort of thing. So that hasn't really screwed us up on scheduling that way. But yeah, I mean, most things need to be ordered, even general things, flotation and things for docks need to be ordered 6 to 8 weeks ahead at least. So yeah, you have to be on the ball to get stuff organized for that, for sure.
What do you see as the biggest challenges?
Well, I think part of the challenges is the cost of everything. It's just rising up and getting, you know, higher and higher. I mean, most people are fairly content to have, especially people who are only boat access. You know, they rely on that dock system or whatever. But some people that have a car access and the boat is a little more of a leisure thing, it's, you know, I think that could put a little bit of pressure on that, with just, let's say, cost of everything, transportation, wages, materials, all those things. It's nothing is cheap anymore, as we know, so it certainly adds up fast.
Hope says the key to keeping his business successful is advanced planning.
I feel pretty confident that we can keep moving forward and get the stuff we need. You know, maybe we have to even order stuff even further ahead, but if we can afford to carry stock and sit on it, I think things are going to keep moving ahead here now. There's not a lot of people around this area doing that kind of business at all. So, yeah, I feel confident that it should go ahead fairly steady.
Jeremy Hope sees a bright future for Crazy Horse Marine Services, providing he can anticipate how far in advance he needs to place orders for needed materials. Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.